It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Let's talk foods, and some of Aotearoa's best locally produced foods have been recognised in the Outstanding New Zealand Food Producer Awards. They range from large-scale producers to small artisan operators, and the award recipients are a reflection of the amazing food being created with local ingredients right here in New Zealand. Lorraine Jacobs is a chef, an author, and an internationally respected foods and wine writer. She led the 25-judge panel for the awards, and she joins me now. Hi, Lorraine.
G'day there, Jesse.
Lovely to have you back on the show. It's been way too long. Goodness.
I know, it's been a while, but yeah. I've been busy. You've been busy, yep.
Yeah, wrangling 25 judges, that would be busy.
Oh, it's a great job because they're all experts. Fantastic palates, all of them. Really amazing.
Great. Tell us about these awards. I'm not sure if I've come across them before.
Oh, we've been going 8 years now, and I would say that we're definitely the premium leading the field in terms of food awards, because we're not restricted to just new products, and we're not restricting people who have entered before. And it's amazing how many new products we see every year with so many innovative New Zealand food, people working in food. But it's also really good to see so many of the people who really are the champion winning food in New Zealand returning to our awards every year and continuing to score gold or silver medals.
So if you've won gold last year, Lorraine, what's the point in showing up and winning gold again?
I guess it would actually indicate your incredible consistency, wouldn't it? I mean, everybody needs recognition of what they're doing, and everybody likes that. And, you know, they've obviously got so much respect for the awards that they keep on coming back and back. And, of course, if you get that little sticker to put on your product's going to move off the shelf so much more quickly. And, of course, you can only do it for the year you entered and perhaps keep it on for another year. But after that, you know, who wants to eat a pie that was given an award in 2002?
Reminds me of the old fish and chip shops that have Metro Best Fish and Chip Shop 1996 still hanging up in their window.
And the customers are younger than the award.
Yeah. Could you share a couple of stories or a couple of products that you were really taken with?
Well, I mean, one of the things that, I mean, you know, there are just so many, it's really hard, but perhaps I'll just stick to the winners or, you know, the winners of the various trophies. Mm. But there was a wonderful, you know, there's so many little stories behind them. So many of these people are young entrepreneurial types. And on the way here, I'm speaking to you from Omaha Beach, and on the way up here, because I had to go down to Auckland last night to do this, I stopped in at Charlie's Gelato on Sharp Road and picked up their award-winning Limoni or Lemon Gelato, which was just so, so delicious. So now I've got a lovely batch of this ice cream in my refrigerator. But it was also quite astonishing to me when I went to the little freezer there to see what they had, and they have so many, you know, they're rich dark chocolate. Well, I had to get that because the grandchildren are around, and you know what children are like with chocolate ice cream. And then,
so you got the extremely intense dark chocolate one, so that only have a couple of teaspoons, and then that'd be enough for them.
Yeah, and they managed to like spread it across their face and probably halfway around my kitchen as well. But never mind.
All of your beautiful couches. Yeah, I know what it's like, Lorraine.
Then the lemon is actually made. They're very proud of this, Andrew and Tanya, who run the business, because it's made with lemons from their own trees, which is, you know, it just makes it really, that's a great story.
It is, yeah. And you're not subject to somebody else's supply chain or supply shocks or suddenly you go to one day and,
You know the integrity of what you're working with too.
Yeah, okay, gelato, that sounds pretty good. No, I suppose that's our sort of version of a real Italian classic, but there must be products as well which are unique to New Zealand.
Well, there certainly are. I mean, you know, because honey. I mean, honey can't be New Zealand honey anywhere else, can it? And there's a wonderful little a girl, Jess Curtis, in the Cardrona Valley. And her grandfather, Ray, introduced her to the magic of bees. And she makes this raw honey. And it's called Branch Creek. And it won the award for the Earth product last night. It was absolutely delicious. You know, our judges just couldn't get enough of this. It's got some little natural crystals in it, but and yet it's shiny and smooth and delicious.
Gosh, and, there wouldn't have been a shortage of honeys to try with there.
Oh, there were plenty of honeys who entered the awards, but it was so lovely to see Jess up on the stage last night, and she was so excited that she'd won this award because she reckons she can't see herself doing anything else except making honey. So that's kind of nice at that stage of her life.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good to know where you're going. Did you take a look at this Hamlin Road farm near Ardmore in Auckland? That looked like an interesting one. This is a Sustainability Award winner.
Yeah, that was lovely, and that's a sort of they work with mental health and addiction people, who are the services that you need around mental health and addiction, and they have these gardens which people work in, and they were actually sitting in front of me last night, and there were about six of them there. They were so excited. They grow vegetables, organic certified vegetables there, and they sell them on roadside stalls and on online store in farmers' markets. And I don't think I actually saw anyone quite as excited as the young lady in front of me who was, yay! She was waving her hands around. She was so excited because they are actually paid for their work experience, but it's a great way to get these people into work and, you know, especially when they're facing all those health challenges. So that was really exciting to see that one. And the other one that I was really excited to see was, we're all familiar with Panettone Bakery because they're the people that actually provide us with the only probably decent puff pastry that's commercially available in New Zealand now. And they're French, of course, and they make wonderful puff pastry with proper butter and nothing else. And they have teamed up with L'Authentique, who are those sausage and pâté makers. Mm. And they've got a sausage roll in a supermarket near you, I hope.
Certainly, that sounds good. Yeah.
And they make these sausage rolls, and we actually served them last night as part of the little feast that everyone was having. And they were fabulous, and it was just so good. They were sort of almost like the People's Choice Award, and it was just incredible. Mm. Yeah. The best new product, actually, that we saw.
What is the best farmer's market in New Zealand, Lorraine?
Well, last night, everyone will be shouting and screaming that this is wonderful because it was Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
Every year we do this and we have a public vote about that. Interestingly enough, I was in Tauranga a couple of weeks ago and I was really impressed with that farmer's market. And, of course, I love my local one here up in Matakana. And this Otago Farmer's Market there by the railway station is a superb one. But it was really cool. For the first time in the 8 years that we've been running the awards, Hawke's Bay got voted as the best one. And, of course, that's very rewarding for them because they lost quite a few producers over the terrible
yes.
weather event last year. So, you know, they're strong and, you know, it's a wonderful experience, especially in a summery day or a spring day to wander around that farmer's market.
Yeah.
I can imagine right now would be great because it's autumn and there's the
fruit. But how about when you're in the shade in the winter? That's a real chilling place. You have to wrap up warm. The cheese at that Hawke's Bay Farmer's Market is fantastic. Origin Earth and Hohepa, I think, both sell there. And, that's a really special reason to go. Oh,
and there's
cool.
another very interesting product from over that way. In Coromandel, there's the Opito Salt Company. And, in fact, the guy who presented this prize last night, who was a Farrow, had sponsored it. And he looked at the – because he doesn't know if he's going to award it till he sort of opens the envelope. And he looks at it and he goes, really? I don't know why he said really. But I thought about it for a long time, and I suddenly realized that Opito Bay entered the salt, and they have mixed it with Kampot pepper, which comes from Asia, and it's supposed to be the best pepper in the world, from Cambodia. In fact, I buy that online, that Kampot pepper. And so they had very finely ground some Kampot pepper into the sea salt. And I thought, yeah, really? Now, this is great. Salt and pepper in one pot. That's genius.
Yeah. Hey, did you eat a bit of meat in your travels as well?
Oh, my God. Well, of course, meat is my bete noire. I really, really love meat. And we actually had, I have to say, of all the categories where I thought there was the most consistency and was excellence all the way through, that was definitely the paddock this year. Our farmers are doing a fantastic job. You know, despite some adverse publicity in various sectors, our farmers are all trying incredibly hard to be sustainable. And we couldn't separate the Pure South, which is down there, it's Alliance in the South Island, their hand-picked beef, 55-day-age ribeye. If you can get your hands on that, that will melt in your mouth, as will the Martangi Angus beef from Hawke's Bay, which is a family farm. So on one hand, we had this big Alliance group entering a product, and we couldn't separate it from Martangi, which is just a lovely young couple who have a shop and in Hawke's Bay, but you can buy their products online.
Okay.
And so that was fantastic to see.
And that winning cut was Bavette Flank, which a lot of people might not be familiar with.
No, and it's a very easy cut. You know, people shy away from things. I mean, you just see people look and all they want to do is buy something that they're incredibly familiar with. But it's a wonderful thing if you've got a fantastic outdoor barbecue and you can throw this slab on. You know, it's a very thin slab, very quickly, and cut it up very fine, and it's so delicious.
You must be feeling full.
I'm not feeling full. A bit like you, Jesse, there's no such thing as full when you're a professional eater. There's always something good to taste.
Hey, well done.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Good.
Lorraine Jacobs, who headed up a 25-judge panel in the Outstanding New Zealand Food Producer Awards.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.